The former president of Afghanistan, Burhanuddin Rabbani, has lived with death most of his life, and as chairman of Afghanistan's High Peace Council, he knew he was a target. When two men claiming to be Taliban intermediaries arrived for a meeting with him in Kabul yesterday, they appeared to be unarmed and posed no threat. But police say one of them had explosives in his turban. Afghanistan correspondent Sally Sara reports from the site of the assassination in Kabul.
This time the insurgents have not only hit a high-profile political figure, but also the peace process itself. Burhanuddin Rabbani was a former president of Afghanistan. Last year he was appointed as the chairman of the newly formed High Peace Council. Professor Rabbani was given the dangerous and difficult job of guiding the negotiations between the government and its opponents, including the Taliban. Senior security official General Haladin Halal says two men claiming to have a message from the Taliban arranged a meeting at Professor Rabbani's house. Police say one of the attackers detonated explosives hidden in his turban, killing the former Afghan president. Professor Rabbani's close friend and political ally, Faisaluddin Amak, has praised the Peace Council chairman and condemned those responsible for his death. Burhanuddin Rabbani's supporters regarded him as a wise scholar, but his critics accused him of human rights abuses. News of his death reached President Hamid Karzai at the United Nations in New York just before he held talks with his counterpart Barack Obama. Both leaders expressed their sadness and resolve.
It is a tragic loss. We want to extend our heartfelt condolences to you, his family, and the people of Afghanistan. Despite this incident, we will not be deterred from creating a path whereby Afghans can live in freedom.
A terrible loss, but as you rightly said, this would not deter us from continuing on the path that we have.
But the attackers raise renewed questions about the security of the Afghan capital.
Well, a week ago, the insurgents struck a building next to the US embassy and also the compound of the International Security Assistance Force. They were able to get up high in that building and fire down. This time, they've struck Mr. Rabbani's compound, which is just at the rear of the US embassy. This is a worrying sign for security forces that the insurgents have yet again been able to get into this district to be able to bring in...
Suddenly, journalists and bystanders start running from the scene. There are fears police are about to start shooting.
Just keep walking. Keep moving. Keep moving, sir.
The police are pointing their weapons at each other, arguing over who's in control. It's a small measure of the level of tension and confusion. Security forces are bracing for further insurgent attacks in the capital. This is Sally Sara in Kabul for AM.